want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim-fram sauce with the offs and fade.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is escargot. It was a marker for us young cooks coming up the ranks when we learned how to make escargot. When you move along the cooking trail from busboy to dishwasher to short-order cook, in places like a Holiday Inn in Greeley, Colorado, to a place that is serving things like Dover sole, veal Oscar, and escargot, you know you have reached a new crossroads in life. And so it was with me. I was so enraptured by that time that the irony of taking such a strange creature out of a can, draining it, and then smearing it with tons of butter, garlic, herbs, and such seemed perfectly normal. Not even normal. Better than normal. Refined. I had been, by that time, immersing myself in the food history of French cookery, and at that time it was like I was finding myself lucky enough to be admitted to such an elite society. I had drunk the Kool-Aid, and man, I was ready to enjoy what they enjoyed, even if it was something that 10 years earlier would have had the gustatory appeal of eating a night-crawling worm. But let's step back much further in time than my own version of crawling life's highway. It was the Romans who likely first took to cooking them. There were snaileries where they were fattened on wine and bran. Pliny spoke of grilled snails eaten as a snack before or after a meal. And if you can imagine such a thing, the Gauls enjoyed them for dessert. In the dawn of human history, while in the words of the food historian Rhea Tannehill, the ancient tribes, boys and men, went out hunting, and the elders of the tribe occupied themselves with making tools, brewing medicinal potions, and instructing the infants. It was the woman's task to collect such other foodstuffs as were to be found. Snails, escargot, if you will, small turtles, edible roots, greens, acorns, nuts, and berries, according to season and the region in which the clan lived. And I will add to this, modern foragers know that the act of doing so is ancient and justly intelligent. We ate lunch in a very nice and fashionable restaurant recently. The chef is a master of Mediterranean cooking and excels at the art of sourcing excellent ingredients. My eyes undoubtedly widened when I came across the choice for escargot in herbs with garlic butter. At Le Petit Maison, I had to order it. And soon, after a glass of ridiculously good white burgundy and an immaculate scallop carpaccio, I wanted to start off light, I was taking up the specially developed tongs that are designed to grip the snail's spiral shells while I gently shook the terrestrial gastropod mollusk out of its faux home along with its cargo of the delicious aforementioned compound butter. I will be back for that soon. My most instructional chef in Key West was an Italian from Philly, but he cooked with an international flair when preparing escargot. He didn't simply dump them out of the white cans they came in. He prepared a court bouillon with fennel, rosemary, bay leaf, garlic, lemon, tomato, and pepper, and allowed them to simmer until picking up a depth of flavor that became the base of what was ultimately besotted with butter. I could think of worse ways to go. What say you? Care for a slug? I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last just.